Ashraf Garda on SAFM.
Tell you what, you're on any social media platform the last 2 days, then you see that World War III was trending and continues to trend. We're talking about Iran versus Israel, and the only reason it's been titled World War III, I would guess, is that there's a sense of a global fallout because of that. So all the more, what comes out of that absolutely impacts you and I. So let's talk about that with Thembisa Fakoude, who's a senior research fellow at AfroSid, which is the Africa-Asia Dialogues. Thembisa, good talking to you as always. Appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me on the National Pulse.
Thanks for having me, Ashraf.
Thank you. So help us understand, when there's been this hashtag World War III, is that over-speculative, over-dramatic or not?
I think it is over-dramatic. The attack by Iran of Israel over the weekend, it was an agreed move by Iran and the allies of Israel. So in other words, before Iran sent those 300-plus drones and missiles into Israel, it did forewarn the United States and some of the Western countries that it was going to do that because of two things. One is internal pressure that Iran faced after its embassy was attacked on the 1st of April by Israel in Damascus. But two, Iran has got the right to defend itself. But what, of course, is interesting this time around is that this is the first attack of its kind. It's unprecedented that Iran attacked Israel directly. It often uses proxies, whether it's the Houthis in Yemen or Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Palestine and both Gaza and in the West Bank, or sometimes Hezbollah. So this time around was the first time that it's done so. But it was very calculative, measured, and even the timing during which this attack occurred, it was at night, and for some of us who are observing this, when we woke up the next morning on Sunday, it was back to business as usual.
Mm. So you're saying it's unprecedented, the first time it's a direct attack. You've made the point already about the attack on the Damascus, the Iranian embassy in Damascus. Is this a tit-for-tat? Is it unprecedented because Iran has responded directly to the attack on that embassy, or is it something bigger?
Well, it's unprecedented because Iran has responded directly. Israel has attacked Iran a number of times before, and it has attacked Iranian installations and assassinated a number of people inside Iran, but Iran has never directly retaliated to Israel. So this is the first time that we saw Iran sending rockets and drones into Israel.
So if it's not their modus operandi to do that normally, why this time then?
Well, two things. This time around, there was pressure domestically. The Iranians wanted to see their government doing something about it because the embassy in Damascus, or embassy of any country anywhere in the world, is regarded as part of the sovereignty or territory of whatever country it may be. And this time around, the embassy of Iran in Damascus is a property and a land that belongs to Iran. So the Iranians were insisting that you attack the embassy, you are taking us direct. So that's the first point. The second point is Iran had no choice but to save face. It has to show the world that, it's been threatening to retaliate on other occasions. And this time around, I think it had no choice but to retaliate fiercely to save face and also avoid embarrassment. But importantly, to prove to the world, particularly in the Middle East, that Israel cannot go on and do whatever it wants without repercussions.
Mm. Now, I cast my mind back to South Africa's own position in terms of South Africa's domestic problems in terms of service delivery across many, many sectors. And therefore, when South Africa took Israel to the ICJ, it was seen by many as a face-saving exercise to say, hold it, we have problems at home, but we can punch above our weight globally and therefore support us. Many then speak about the domestic problems that Iran has. There's been constant issues on civil disobedience. There's been human rights accusations against the Iranians all through the last year. Does that come into play at all?
I don't think this time around is the case. This time around, you had an unprovoked attack by Israel of the embassy of Iran, and seven very senior members of the Islamic Guard were killed in Damascus. So Iran had to react to this. It had to retaliate on this unprovoked attack by Israel. So I don't think it's connected to Iran trying to stay away or try to, you know, move away from the attention away from what's happening domestically, particularly in terms of the suppression of basic rights, etc. I think this time around they had to do it because of the domestic pressure. But importantly, you know, everybody else was watching what Iran was going to do. This is not the first time, as I said earlier on, that Iran's top brass, particularly military brass, have been killed and assassinated. This time around, they were killed inside the embassy, and Iran had to do something. Of course, I mean, nothing serious happened. Apparently, 99% of those drones and rockets that were sent were intercepted by Israel and its ally, including France, UK, and United States. But symbolically, it was key. Israel, I think, will think twice henceforth before it does anything against Iran.
Mm. So, what about, and therefore, to what end do you think that this attack on Israel in response will achieve for the Iranians?
Well, first of all, the Americans have made it very clear that they are not going to support Israel if Israel decides to retaliate. That includes the UK and France. But symbolically, I think this was very, very important. Imagine if there was no other three assistants from the US, French, and the British to come in assistance of Israel. Certainly, some of those drones would have landed somewhere. So I think the message that's been sent henceforth is that Iran can reach Israel, and without assistance, Israel's property and infrastructure will be hit should Iran decide to do it again, or if Israel decides to attack Iran, Iran is certainly going to retaliate. No. That's one. Number two is, you also saw the importance of the region. Overnight, business was interrupted, particularly the supply of oil and gas. The flight infrastructure and airline infrastructure and scheduled flights were all interrupted because everybody else was trying to avoid the airspaces of Jordan, Iraq, Israel, and others. So it's a very important part of the world. And I think, again, the other message that was sent is that should there be a conflict there, protracted conflict outside Gaza, you are likely to have an impact, business impact, an economic impact throughout the world. And I think the Americans are very aware of that.
Absolutely. We're on to news time. So just in 30 seconds, has the Israelis now indicated that they will attack A, and the fact that the allies of Israel have suggested they will not be party to attack? How significant is that in terms of understanding where they stand in terms of this ongoing global conflict?
Well, we know why Benjamin Netanyahu did it. Benjamin Netanyahu did it because of trying to take attention away from Gaza. But now he's on a back foot because all of his allies have basically said that they're not going to be part and parcel of this. And Iran has said it was not interested in escalating. So anyone who's going to be seen to be escalating at the moment is going to be Israel. And I think they put them in a much more complicated position.
Okay, so I'm thinking about a playground fight. It could say a case of one person attacking the other. The bully then fights back to say, we both are very strong. And they say, now it's all fair and square and nothing further. So whoever throws the next punch, they would be seen as perpetrators. It's a fascinating development, but also worrisome as well. Tembisa Fakude, as always, appreciate your input. Certainly got us thinking there, as he always does. Tembisa Fakude, speaking on behalf of his position as the Senior Research Fellow at the Africa-Asia Dialogues, AfriSid. Your thoughts?